Welcome to this new year of our Sefer HaChinuch Shir with a bit of a new branding. We're now called the 6-Minute Sefer HaChinuch Shir. And so we started this between Mincha Marav last year, and God willing, we're going to begin today, and of course doing it virtually now, and once the shuls reopen, which will, God willing, happen soon, and this virus will be rid of in this world, so we'll go back to doing this between Mincha Marav, God willing. But until then, we'll be sending out a recording of this every single day, and also posting it up. Welcome to join and to listen. So, like we said, we started this last year, and we got up to mitzvah Lamed Beis, the 32nd mitzvah of the Torah, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, according to his count. As we said before, he goes according to the count, according to the order of the Torah. So we are now in Sefer Shemos. In particular, we are in Parshas Yisro, because we are doing the Aseres HaDibros. We're smack in the middle of the Aseres HaDibros, and we are up to mitzvah Lamed Gimel. Mitzvah Lamed Gimel is the mitzvah of Kibud Av Ve'im. So let's see what he has to say right now. So L'chabid Ha'av Ve'im. So mitzvah Lamed Gimel is to honor your father and your mother. Shenemar, how do you know this? Well, Chabid HaSavicha V'Asimecha. This pasuk says explicitly you should honor your father and your mother. V'Gomer Uva Pirish. And we explain, what does this mean? Ezehu Kibud. How does one honor their parents? Machil U'Mashke. Well, he feeds them and he provides drink for them. Malbish Mechase. He gives them food and he covers them up. Machnes U'Mosin. He brings them in and he takes them out. So what does that mean? He brings them and he takes them out. So seemingly it means like he escorts them if they need a helping hand, especially in their elderly years. He should be there to help them, to walk with them, etc. But also seemingly also to attend to them, to be there as a to wait on their beck and call if they need something. Obviously, you would assume that a good parent wouldn't take advantage of this. But if a parent needs something, then the child should be there to help them attend to their needs. Misharshei mitzvah zo. The root of this mitzvah is where does the idea of this mitzvah come from? How do we break it down to the bare bones? Well, mishar she mitzvah zo sheroi lo laadam sheyakir v'yigmo chesed lemisha asa imotova, that a person should recognize and to act with kindness to someone who does good for him. Velo yia navel misnakir uchefoy tova, and a person should not be someone who's like a disgusting individual who like turns a cold shoulder to someone who does good for him. Shezo mida ra'a u'me'usa b'tachlis v'nei alokim v'anashim, because this is a disgusting thing. This is a disgusting attribute that a person can have both before God and before man. It's just disgusting. If someone does something good for you, you should appreciate that. So what does it have to do with anything? Well, v'sheyitin el libo, and he should place it in his heart. Ki ha'av v'ha'im him sibas hayosova olam. It's so important to know of this concept, to remember this concept, this idea that a person's father and mother are the reason that they are in this world. So because of that, since literally a person was brought into this world by their father and their mother, so a person, it's fitting for a person to do all the honors for them and to do whatever they are able to do to help them. Kihim have you laulam, because they brought him into this world. Gam yagu vo kami yagius bekanuso, and especially when this person was a little child, for sure, growing up, you know, it's not always easy to raise a child. There's lots of ups and downs, and the parents are obligated to roll with the punches to help their child. And so since they did all this good for you, so you should be there to help them as you get older. It's a very interesting concept, because the implication is unclear exactly when the obligation would begin, right? So when is if we're referring to this person's younger years, so certainly, you know, there are people who are chayav in mitzvahs. The person has already started obligated to start honoring their parents at the age of 13, but seemingly that would also be considered, at least in the world that we're living in, the katnuso, that they're younger years. So it's a little bit unclear, but the basic understanding is that a person's parent raises you and they dealt with you from you know, all your younger years before you were bar mitzvah, and then even once you got older, they still continue to care for you, so you should be honoring them as well, because again, they did this ultimate good for you and bringing you into this world, so you therefore should do good to them and recognize that goodness by honoring them properly. Okay, and now here we get to the real meat and potatoes of what this is all about. When a person is able to establish in their heart, in their soul, this attribute of recognizing goodness, then they'll be able to truly recognize the goodness of Hashem. Why? Shehu sibaso v'sibas kol avosav ad adam arishon. Because not only is he the reason why you're in this world, but he's the reason why your parents are in this world. He's the reason why your ancestors are in this world, going all the way back to Adam Arishon. He brought everyone into this world. Your parents, you should recognize their goodness and honor them because they brought you into this world. Well, you should therefore, of course, recognize the greatness and of God, because not only did he bring you into this world, but he brought everyone into this world. La'avir ha'olam v'sipek tzarkol kol yamav. Okay, and what does he do? He took you out he takes care of everything for you. V'sipek tzarkol kol yamav, and he took care of all your needs. V'ha'amido al maskunto u'shleimo sevarav, and he takes care of all your needs. He does everything that you need in order to make sure that you are okay, that he brought you forth into the light of the day, and he provides for all your needs, and he brought made all of his limbs whole, the nasan bo nefesh yodas umaskelas, and he gave you like a cognitive and intelligent spirit. Sheilulei hanefesh shachananu ha'el yiyech kesus keferd ein havin. Because if a person would not have been given this goodness by God, then a person would be like a horse or like a mule, or they wouldn't have any understanding at all. God gave this person everything in this world. V'yaruch b'machshavto kama v'kama ra'oi lo lahizaher b'vodaso baruchu, and he should therefore figure out in his mind that it's how important and how very right it is to be sure to worship God and to serve God, to honor God, because of the fact that God does all this for you. Okay, dinei hamitzvah, the laws of this mitzvah are as follows. Kagon kibudze minichse mi chayav la'asoso im mishal av o mishal atzmo. When a person comes to honoring their father or their mother, who do they have to use to pay the money for? So, do they use their own money, or do they use their father's money? Balacha mishalav, the halacha is that you have to use your father's money. You don't have to pay to honor your father. If im yeshlo nechasim laav, if the father has property, v'im laav, if he doesn't have any property or money, yechazer habin afilo al hapesachim v'yachil aviv, then the son has to even go as far as knocking door to door. So obviously, if the son, if he has money, he uses his own money. But if not, then he has to even go knocking door to door to provide for his father, to feed his father. B'kivud av v'im izak kodeim, and also included in the laws of the mitzvah is which comes first. If you have your father and your mother give you contradictory commands or contradictory requests, who do you follow first? V'adhechan kibud av v'im. And until when, and to what extent does a person have to go to honor their father and their mother? What if they give you a crazy request? Do you have to do it? And if he forgives, if he says, "Don't honor me," are you allowed to not honor him? And if you see your parents violating a Torah commandment, then how do you stop them from doing that? And another law on this is that if your father does command you to violate one of the Torah laws, then you don't have to follow him. And that the you're obligated to honor your father or honor your parents both in their life and in their death. The chitzah hu hakibud b'moso, and how does it exactly work to honor your parents in their death? V'yeser pratzeh, and all the additional laws mevo'arin b'kiddushin are all explained in Maseches Kiddushin u'katzas mehen habemekomos me'atamud, and other places throughout the Talmud. Okay, and then finally the nohegas, when does this mitzvah apply? B'chol makom u'b'chol zman b'zecharim u'b'nekevos kol zman she'ef. It applies to in all times, in all places, to both men and to women. But there's a bit of a caveat to women. When does it apply for women? Kol zman she'efshar lahen, whenever it's possible for them to do that. Klomar bechol ish shelo yimna'u osan ba'lehen. Without going into too many details of what this means exactly right now, in theory, the honor that a woman must have for her husband comes before the honor for their parents, it would seem. And that is, though, if a woman's husband is preventing her from honoring her parents, then she's obligated to the husband first and to the parents second. That's what it means. Kol closed bunch of Israel, and as long as she's able to do it, meaning as long as her husband is not preventing her from doing it. And a person who violates this commandment violates an ase, and they get a great punishment. Because they are essentially like someone who's like snubbing off God, turning a cold shoulder to God. And if the Beis Din has strength, if they have koach, then they can force them to do it. The idea that we wrote above in mitzvah vav last year when we spoke about it, that if the Beis Din has koach, then they have the right to force a person to do a asay. If they're trying to be mevatel, the person, they could force a person to do it. Okay, so that brings us to the end of Mishnah Lamed Gimel. God willing, next time we'll continue with mitzvah Lamed Gimel.